Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Yes, this is North Fulton Business Radio, and I'm John Ray. We are coming to you again from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank. And folks, today you're connected more than ever. Whether it's your friends, your family, or your life, Renaissance understands how you bank, and they offer the mobile banking services that you need. Renaissance also knows that sometimes you need to speak to real people with real answers, and that's why Renaissance has more than 170 convenient locations throughout the South ready to serve you. For more information, go to renaissancebank.com, Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And I'm excited to have Dr. Sinclair Gray on the show today. Dr. Gray is a speaker, author, success coach. I'm going to go ahead and tell you that before I turn to him and ask him all the things he does, because he's got quite a portfolio. Dr. Gray, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you so much, John, for having me. It's definitely a pleasure and good to see you once again.
It's great to see you again. Exactly. Absolutely. So, tell folks a little bit about what you do.
Well, as you mentioned, I am a speaker. I am an author of six books, five books on a spiritual basis and one book on business. And I'm a success coach in that I help businesses grow through understanding their vision, understanding their branding and marketing, and helping them to understand the importance of networking with individuals, how network can turn into results, results being clients, business relationships, which in turn helps the businesses grow. So I do a little bit of that. Of course, always writing. I love writing business articles, which you've seen on LinkedIn.
Yes.
So I'm always writing to help promote and to inspire other entrepreneurs to accomplish all that they can accomplish.
I want to get into your book, but I'm if I don't ask this question now, I'll forget it and I'll be mad later. So you just mentioned something I think is really important. Mm. You write a lot of articles for online publications, whether it's LinkedIn or other outlets. That's a way to network, right?
Most definitely. In fact, that's how I was able to expand my my following. A few years ago, I saw an ad for someone looking for a freelance writer. And they simply said, well, we just want you to write maybe one or two articles a week. And that parlayed in probably about 10 articles.
Mm.
And then went from articles to doing editing.
Wow.
So then a lot of people start, you know, recognizing my name, and then got all these phone calls out of the woodwork saying, Dr. Gray, can you write on this topic, whether it's from business, politics, social causes? And from that point on, that just helped me to go ahead and expand my writing. But it was probably something I just wanted to do at that time before I moved down here to Georgia. I was just looking for another job, just trying to help make ends meet while I was running another business. And so I saw that, I took it, and all of a sudden, look what happened.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Now, speaking of networking, you wrote the book on it.
Yes, yes.
So talk about your book. It's the ABCs of Making Business Networking Work for You. Talk about that book and what you cover there.
Well, I wrote that book. I started that book in 2014. So him and hard for a little bit. So that book entails the 26 steps to making networking work for you, from having a good attitude, confidence, business cards, and just understanding why you're networking. One of the things I love about the book is very simple. Those who have purchased it, they use it, they walk it around, they treat it like their personal Bible. Oh. In many cases, their networking Bible. Hmm. Because all too often, we go to networking events, whether it's from 10 people to probably a few hundred, and we just don't know what to do. We've seen so many people just walk around, pass out business cards, no connection, no introduction, here's my business card, and hoping and praying and wishing for somebody to give them a call. And lo and behold, they don't get a phone call, they get frustrated. So the book walks you through how to network properly, how to make it work for you. Because any true entrepreneur, any true businessman understands that advertising can become expensive, but networking is a great way to meet the right people so the right doors can open up for you. So that's what the book entails. 26 steps from A to Z.
Wow. You have folks that are extroverts that say, I don't need that. I'm an extrovert, right? And you have introverts that say, I'm too scared to even exactly. go to begin with, right?
So I most definitely.
Yeah. So you've got a little bit in your book for everybody, though.
Exactly. The extroverts can become too cocky. They think they know everything.
Sure.
They think that they're the life of the party. And you can be the life of the party, but not be effective. So the book teaches you how to be effective. As far as being an introvert, it walks you through little baby steps. Just talk to a few people. If you're in a group of 50 people, you don't have to talk to all 50, even though the book encourages you to, but just talk to a few, and you have to learn how to build partnerships. Those partnerships through the book will teach you how partnerships can open up the door for you to make networking so much fun. So now you've gone from an introvert to being a person who's become very sociable, very knowledgeable, and now because they have talked about you so much, they've built you up. Now it's a whole level of credibility on you.
Sounds great. Well, this is Dr. Sinclair Gray, and Dr. Gray is a speaker, author, and success coach. So how do you help entrepreneurs with public speaking? Because I know you do some work in that area as well.
Exactly. Well, one of the things I try to do, I try to find out what is it that they're afraid of. A lot of people are afraid of public speaking because they either never have done it before, there are few experiences, they've gotten crushed. So one of the things I do, I try to find out what are their fear factors. Then I try to go by and I walk with them. Talk to me about what it is that you'd like to talk about. One of the things that many entrepreneurs, when it comes to public speaking, they're so afraid because they think they have to make this grandiose speech. You don't have to make a grandiose speech. So I walk with them. Tell me what you like doing. Tell me a little bit about your business. Tell me about yourself. Most people love talking about themselves. Once you find something, a common interest, all of a sudden they'll start talking. All of a sudden the nerves start easing. But I think when it comes to public speaking, the worst thing you could do is to speak in front of a large audience for your first engagement. Start small, 3 people, 10 people. You become much more comfortable, and then you're ready for the large groups. But one of the things I always tell people, John, anytime you have an opportunity to speak, run your mouth. Many people.
That's not hard for some people, but anyway.
But networking events, I've seen so many entrepreneurs, and they sit back and they're scared, and they say, well, who wants to speak next week? And they get nervous. I said, no, that's the perfect opportunity for you to run your mouth. It's 9 people. It's 15 people. You know everybody there.
Sure.
Run your mouth. Make your mistakes. Uh-huh. But you're able to become much more confident. So that's the perfect way I tell people to start. Okay.
I like that. I love that. The answer to this question may be obvious to some,
okay,
but there may be some less obvious question or answers to this question. Why does a entrepreneur want to worry about learning how to do public speaking? What's the advantage of doing that?
Well, the entrepreneur, the more you speak, the more people get to hear about you, more people get to hear about your business. But it also gives an opportunity for people to get a glimpse into who you are. Closed mouths don't make money. And because closed mouths don't make money, it's important for every entrepreneur to open up their mouth, to learn how to speak properly, because we live in a world whereby people are still judged, not just by how you dress, but how you articulate. Because one, if you know how to articulate properly, now they can introduce you to some of their contacts. You can now go to certain meetings and give certain types of training. So you definitely have to know how to speak well, and you have to know how to engage your audience.
And sometimes it's about giving people the mental hook to remember you.
Most definitely.
Right? I mean, so there's some things you can say about yourself that are not memorable, and there are other things you can say that are.
Exactly. I can't tell you how many times I've gone to different events, whether it was speaking for business or at a community event. People may not remember my name, but they remember something I said. And, you know, it's a great feeling for someone to come up to you and say, you know what? You said something that really changed my life. You said something that really pricked my spirit. Yes, it's nice if they could have read that. But once again, given the opportunity to speak, you never know what chance you may have, what opportunity you may have to pour into somebody's life. So that's why you have to speak, so they remember you.
We're speaking with Dr. Sinclair Gray, and he's a speaker, author, and success coach. You mentioned that you moved here to Atlanta from up there somewhere. From Maryland. Talk about your background. How did you give us a few steps in your journey, how you've gotten to where you are today?
Well, I've always had family in Georgia. My mother, God rest her soul, she was born and raised in Georgia, met my dad, then they had me up 10 years ago. So I grew up in Maryland, went to school in Maryland, did all my college in Maryland and Virginia. And just got at a point whereby I was just tired of staying in the same situation. And I think many times all of us get like that. You've been in a certain place for 40 plus years, want to find something new. So, it was a decision that's, I'm going to go to Georgia. I have family in Georgia, but I'm going to start my roots in Georgia. Because I'm an entrepreneur, I'm not boxed in into one state, one location. So packed up one day, I said, I'm moving to Georgia. Came down here, only new family. So I had to, I had to rebrand myself, networking events, everything that I learned in Maryland, everything I was doing in the Maryland, D.C. area, I had to bring it down here to Georgia. So from I moved down here in May 2014, started networking, met some great people. I was afforded to have my own radio show, have my own television show, as well as join Chamber of Commerce. And next thing you know, the doors have been opened up for me to really try to make an impact difference, not just in my community, but also within the state of Georgia.
That's wonderful. That's terrific. So you obviously love what you do.
Love it. I love it.
The passion oozes through the microphone, which is great. So how did you get to that point?
Wow, that's interesting. When I learned how important networking was and everything that I was taught, because here's the secret. I was naturally an introvert. I was not outgoing, just do what I have to do and put me in a closed room. But once people started telling me about the advantages of networking, working for so many companies, doing the old sales, making phone calls, knocking on doors, not that I'm discouraging it or bashing it. I just realized it was just difficult. And then a few people taught me about the importance of networking, about the importance of going to networking groups and just meeting the right people. All of a sudden, I said, wait a minute, I'm good at this. Because I was good in, as a salesperson, I was good in sales. I was doing it, but I just didn't have the right tools. I knew how to make the phone calls. I knew how to knock on doors. Once I got the clients, I knew how to navigate for referrals. But as far as going to networking events, no one really taught me that. So once I learned how to do that and meeting people and then helping people, because one of the things I love to call I'm a giver. So I'm always giving of my time, giving of my resources, giving away free information. You know, many people say I should be charging, but oftentimes I just give it away. Mm-hmm. So I just love it. So that just really parlayed into me loving doing what I'm doing. I love connecting people. There's a young lady, I'm not going to mention her name, but she calls me a connector. Whenever I go to a networking event, I'm always meeting people. So I'm always pulling people. You need to talk to this person. You need to talk to that person. And then I walk away. Hmm. So she calls me the connector.
Oh, well, and that's a great way to be known after you leave that networking event right there,
exactly.
Right?
Most definitely, because you want to help people.
Sure.
You really want to help people. People will remember you if you help them.
Right, for sure. So there's a lot of coaches around, lots of networkers around, lots of network coaches around.
Yes.
All of the above. So what distinguishes you?
Well, one of the things that distinguished me is that I've done sales. I've been in management, so I know both sides of the spectrum. Two, I'm good at what I do. One of my taglines, I specialize in results without giving excuses. A lot of times when people are coached, they try to put their formula onto their particular client. What I like to do, I like to find out what are my client's strengths, what are their weaknesses, what are they good at, what they have challenges with, and then I work out a program for them so that when they're able to do what they have to do on the business or personal, it makes it feel natural. They're not forcing it. I don't want him to say, oh, well, Dr. Sinclair made me do this. All of a sudden, it comes from within. Next thing you know, they just love it. So that's one of the things. And then two, just the people who I've helped and I connected with, because I love what I do. I can do what I do for free. Most people will not do what they do for free. And that's not true love. Mind you, we want to get a paycheck, but I can do what I do 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for free and totally love it.
That's fantastic. And I can attest to Dr. Sinclair Gray knowing what he's doing on networking, because that's how you and I met at a networking
exactly.
event, right? So,
exactly.
So I know you know what you're doing
exactly.
firsthand. one other thing as we bring this interview to a close, we could talk for a long time, and I'm sorry we don't have more time with you, but we got to get you on to help the people you help. So you're a man of faith.
Yes.
And you are very strong, as you mentioned, with the books that you've written mm-hmm. on the impact of faith and business, mm-hmm. the intersection of those things.
Exactly.
Give us your thoughts
Well, I think the importance of faith is that you have to have faith to persevere, because I think if we're honest with ourselves in this life, we're going to have people who will support us and people who will deter from us. Oftentimes, it's going to, many times and all the times, I should say, it's going to take faith to hold on, because the very ones we think that have our back or should have our back will be the very ones that tell us no. So a lot of times you have to ask yourself, who are you going to lean on? That's where faith comes in. Faith to know that, you know, I can make it. Faith to know if I just keep pushing on and believing in myself and believing in a higher power, then all things are possible. So faith plays a critical role that no matter what, as long as you have divine help and you believe in yourself, all things are possible. And you can't worry about all the naysayers. Those friends, they'll either be for you or be against you, and you just really can't, you can't put all your eggs in one basket with them.
For sure. Well, great stuff here from Dr. Sinclair Gray. I wish we had more time to talk, but for those that, where you've hit a nerve with them,
okay.
where they would like to reach out and speak with you about your different services, tell them how they can get in touch with you.
They can reach me a couple of different ways. Call me directly at 678-516-0779. I'll say that again, 678-516-0779. You can go to my website at sinclairgray.org. That's SINCLAIRGREY.org. Or email me at drgray@sinclairgray.org. Feel free to call me. Call me, email me. I'll get in contact with you. Get in contact with you within 12 hours or less.
That's terrific. And I would encourage folks, I'm on your newsletter list.
Yes.
I would encourage folks to get on your newsletter list, because you're putting out some good information. It's free of charge, folks. It won't cost you a thing.
Exactly.
To get some good nuggets from Dr. Sinclair Gray. Really appreciate you being
here. Thank
with
you
us.
So much. It's been a pleasure.
Folks, I want to just remind you of another terrific nugget, and that's Chief Executive Angel Essie Escobedo at Office Angels. And if you need help curing the headaches of administrative tasks or bookkeeping or marketing, well, Essie's got a smart and reliable Office Angel to put you put in front of you. They're not a temp agency or a placement firm. Office Angels matches your business support needs with angels who have the talent and experience necessary to help you maintain and grow your business on an ongoing or as-needed basis. Your terms, your timeline. They lend a hand when needed, and they fly off when the job is finished. Find out more at officeangels.us or call Essie at 770-442-9246. And folks, I'd like to remind you that you can listen to this show anytime you like, along with an archive of now over 150 shows at northfultonbusinessradio.com. Or if you're like me and you listen off that phone, you've got Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app to choose from. Just go on the search function, type in North Fulton Business Radio, and you please find and subscribe to us there. So for my guest, Dr. Sinclair Gray, I'm John Ray. Join me next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Renaissance Rewards Extra is the checking account that checks all the boxes. Roadside assistance? Check. Cell phone insurance? Check. More than 400,000 local shopping discounts? Check. Up to $25 per month in ATM refunds and a great rate? Check. All in an easy-to-use mobile app. To open an account or find out more about Renaissance Rewards Extra Checking, go to renaissancebank.com or visit us at any of our more than 190 locations throughout the South. Renaissance Bank. Understanding you. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.